I'd like to talk to you just for a couple of moments about the greatest gift of all. As you think back over your life, and Christmas, I don't know what your family was like, whether it was a close family, whether Christmas was a special time or a painful time, a difficult time. But most of us, as we think back on our life, we remember gifts that were given to us. And I want you just to go back in time to that Christmas when you received the gift that is the most memorable to you. I watch television commercials like you, and I wonder, I don't know who those people are that come out in their pajamas in the morning and their spouse leads them out in the snow and then they take off the blindfold and there's a brand new car with a ribbon around it. But that hasn't happened to me. And I haven't given one of those to Teresa, my wife. But it doesn't have to be something expensive, does it? Sometimes those meaningful gifts are meaningful and special for a different reason. Probably, like some of you, I would guess, one of the most special gifts that I ever received at Christmas time was a bicycle. It came out on Christmas morning. I have 5 siblings. There were 6 of us all together, and there were 6 bicycles there. It was like, wow, big outlay that year. Mom and Dad all received new bicycles, and that was something that really meant a lot to me, and I continue to ride cycle to this day. Very meaningful. I read something recently. Michael Reagan, the son of former President Ronald Reagan, he spoke at his father's memorial service, and he talked about gifts and the gifts that his father had given him, and this is what he said. He said, I've received many gifts from my father, and what a greater honor it was to have his name. He gave me a lot of gifts as a child. He gave me a horse, a car. He gave me a lot of things. But there was a gift that he gave me that I think is wonderful for every father to give his child. Last Saturday, he said, when he opened his eyes for the last time, that's when I realized the gift that he gave to me, that he was going to be with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he had back in 1988, he said, on a flight from Washington, D.C. to Point Mugu, he told me about his love of God, his love of Christ, his Savior. And I didn't know what it all meant to him until that moment. But I certainly know now. I can't think of a better gift for a father to give his son. And he talked about the gift of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that his father knew and loved Jesus. And he was giving that same knowledge to his son, saying, I'm going to go to heaven and I invite you to follow me by putting your trust and faith in him. Jesus is the greatest gift that any of us could ever receive. The greatest gift by far. The angels talked about it. We read it a moment ago. And you remember those familiar words. They said to those shepherds, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. He's born to you. And that's true for all of us. He's born to you. I just want to tell you 2 reasons why I think Jesus is the greatest gift. There are many others, but I'll share just very quickly 2 of them. One is, I believe he's the greatest gift because the gift of Jesus Christ is the greatest demonstration of love that has ever been given. Of love. It's a gift of love. And the Bible says God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Most of us don't give gifts to people that don't like us. People who hate us, people who are enemies. But the Bible says, even when we were enemies, shaking our fist in God's face, saying we didn't want anything to do with him, he gave the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. That's amazing love. That's why he's the greatest gift. But he's also the greatest gift because he meets the greatest need that we have. Now you may, in the next few days, receive gifts and you'll open them and you might be ecstatic at something, just what you were looking for, what you needed, what you wanted. But there may be those other gifts, right? That you wonder, where is the return tag? How do I take this back? I don't need it. I don't want it. There's nothing like the right gift, exactly what we need, and especially if it's something we couldn't provide for ourselves. And that's what Jesus is. He's the need. He's the gift that meets the need that we all have. You may have heard this before. I just share it with you again briefly. And someone wrote that if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. And so God sent us a Savior. My friends, that's what we all need. We all need forgiveness. We're all born into this world, and we're kind of born in the default position, bent and twisted away from what is right, away from God. And we need to be forgiven. And that's what Jesus came to do, to be our Savior, to forgive us. And the way that we receive that gift, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, is by faith. By putting our trust in Him, believing in Him. Believing that He is who He said He is. That He did what He said He would do, which is to die on the cross to take our place in our sin. And when we put our faith in Him, God takes our sin and puts it on Him and His righteousness, His goodness, and He gives it to us. What a great gift. And we have life and forgiveness. And then we have the hope of heaven. I don't know if you've received that gift or not. It has nothing to do with church or where you go to church, but it has everything to do with where you put your trust. So I hope you're putting your trust in Jesus tonight. He is the greatest gift you could ever receive. The Bible depicts Jesus. He said himself that he is light that has come into the world. And tonight we're going to demonstrate that with the light we have here. The candle representing the Christ candle. He came to be the light of the world. You don't have to be very observant these days to see that the world is a dark place. There's terrible evil in the world. And there's evil in our hearts. Each of us. But Jesus came to light our hearts, to give forgiveness, and to light the world. And for those of us who know him, we've received that gift. We have the privilege of passing the light on to others and telling them about the gift of Jesus. And tonight, symbolically, we're going to demonstrate that as we pass the flame, the light of Jesus. So here's what we're going to do. Teresa, you want to come on up? My wife's going to join me. Jason asked Jason Walker, Pastor Jason, to come and join me as well. We're going to light our candles tonight, and we're going to pass on the flame. The kids have theirs. They turn them on. The rest of ours will be lit. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to light my candle off the Christ candle. I'm going to light Jason and Beth. And then we're going to go down the rows, and we're going to pass the flame to you. Here's a very special instruction. So listen carefully. You don't want a lap full of hot wax. So when you have your flame lit, you don't tip it this way. Okay? When your flame is lit, don't tip it this way. I'll have mine lit, and I'll bring it over, and she will light it, and then the person will light theirs. So you always keep your candle vertical once it's lit. And that way we'll all stay happy, and no one will get burned with hot wax. All right? But we're going to turn the lights down, and we're going to light our candles, and we're going to sing Silent Night. And we're going to represent the light of the world. As we bring the light of Jesus to the world.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round. Sleep in heavenly peace. silent night, holy night, shepherds quay at the sign, glorious stream from heaven afar, silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face,
as we celebrate the coming of Jesus. We rejoice at the gift God has given us. I want to remind you that he's coming again. He's coming again. And I encourage you to be ready when he comes, to be watching and waiting and looking for him, trusting him, and doing everything you can to tell others about the light and the love of Jesus Christ. Before we pray, would you just take a moment, put your hand and blow out your candle. Continue to hold it straight. And then I just want to mention that as we prepare to leave, as we'll be going out in a moment, there'll be someone at the door to receive your candle. We do have a small gift for the children today who've come tonight. They're going to come up by the big red gift after the service. We'd like to give all the kids a small gift. So would you stand and join me as we pray together? I want to pray for you. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, again, I thank you for this opportunity tonight to be here and to experience your love afresh and anew, and to be reminded of your goodness and the gift of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you know our situation tonight. You know some of us are here and everything is good and we're excited about the celebration and the gathering of family and everything is positive and wonderful. But yet some of us are here tonight, we may have a smiley face, but we're dreading this week because of the family tensions that are present, because of the loss that we've experienced. And I pray, God, that in your goodness, in your mercy, you'd bring comfort and hope, even in the midst of those difficult situations. As we go now into this week, I pray for your mercies on us, especially those who will be traveling. Provide safety, protection, and may those gatherings of family and friends be sweet, and may Jesus be central. You are good, God, and we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Merry Christmas.